Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for July 14th, 2026.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, next we'll move on to our planning and zoning rezones. At this time, I will turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Cody Stice.
All right, welcome everybody to the Taney County Commission rezoning hearing for July 21st, 2026. Today's hearing will be conducted in accordance with Taney County zoning regulations, which require public hearings for all zoning change applications. Okay, for the official record, I'd like to enter the following exhibits into the record. Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps. Exhibit B, staff reports for each case today. Exhibit C, complete staff files, including all supporting documentation for each case. Exhibit D, the audio recordings for this hearing. Okay, so give you a little bit of our process. Number one, staff presentation. So the planning staff will present a summary of the case, followed by any questions the county commission may have for us. And then number two, public comment. Anyone wishing to speak and sign up and needs to sign up at the front of the room. When called, please come to the podium, state your name for the record, and direct all comments to the county commission. Number three, after all testimony has been received, public comment will be closed and the commission will consider the application for a vote. All right. With that, I will move into our first one.
So the one you have on the screen is not our first one.
Am I on the wrong one?
Yes, sir. There you go.
Okay, so this is a rezone, whereas on June 8, 2026, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approving the amendment to the zoning map, Beaver Township, to rezone the proposed new tract from A1 Agricultural District to R2 Single or Double Family Residential District. Request is by Neil Bergerman. Parcel number 11-4.0-19-000-000-014.000. Property is located at 26440 U.S. Highway 160, Kazee Mills. All right, so not too complicated. There's already a conditional use on the property, so I'll explain that. Once again, A1 to R2 is the request. So here's Forsyth. If you go up to the junction, take 160. It's all the way over here out in the Hilda area. A little close-up of the property. It's this parcel here. It's roughly 9 acres. Septic would control density, and it's got a well for the water. A1, everything around it. So presently, once again, this is the parcel. Presently, he's got some storage units right here. So that's under a conditional use. So he's got to keep it under the A1 or he'll lose that use. So he's asking for R2 for the remainder. Of course, he'll have to get a plat and that'll have to be recorded and go through all those steps if it's approved. Kind of the layout of the land. Seems like he'll be using the same entrance. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Nick.
Okay. Well, at this time, I would ask if the applicant would step forward and just give us an overview of what your plans are with your construction out there, sir. Okay. And please state your name and address, please.
My name is Neil Brigeman. Our plan is, so everything you can see up there around the red square, that fenced-in area, we have two storage buildings on currently, and we had an entrance put in off of U.S. Highway 160. They didn't seem like they wanted us to put it anywhere else, so we're using that same entrance. It's going to come kind of through that entrance and around the back culvert going in that little creek right there past the rock piles. And pretty much in this area right behind the Bedston area is our proposed plan, wanting to put in a duplex.
Okay. So a single duplex, or are you
with for now?
For now. Future plans with this?
Future plans would be, if it goes okay, we would eventually in the next couple of years put another one in.
Okay. So starting off with one, and then Cody, remind me if, so this will be on sewer system out there.
Septic.
So it'll limit the amount, number of dwellings on the property.
Yes. So the existing cut for the storage has to be a minimum of two, so that will leave you about 7 acres. So your density be capped at about 3 units.
Right. And we checked with, we did a perk test out there. Looks like we're going to have about 600 feet of 4-inch perforated. So, yeah, we're going to be limited on how many we can put there by septic.
Kind of a glady area, so that's why I asked that question.
Yeah.
So.
I think last month it was before us, and
there was some confusion as to when our meeting was.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but I think the main thing was is knowing we're going to have to carve off those 2 acres to keep your conditional use, and then so you understand that.
Yep.
Okay. Cody, do we need to do anything as far as contingent upon carving those, because it's asking for the full?
It is. His request did ask for the full. So, yeah, you could make the motion based on carving out the 2 acres, to stay in the A1 for a CUP for storage units.
Well, I will move forward with the public comment section just for the legality side of it while you guys discuss. Is there any other questions for the applicant at this time? Okay. All right, at this time we'll open public hearing for anyone in favor or opposition of the proposed rezone. So at this time I would ask anyone speaking in favor of step forward. Is there anyone in opposition? Seeing none, hearing none. At this time I'll close the public hearing and we can discuss with Cody or amongst ourselves if there's any discussion needed. Otherwise we can go to a vote.
How do you guys want to dictate the replat? Or just want to say with a replat?
It'll be required, yeah. It'll require a replat of the parcel to cut out the 2 acres at least. I don't know what that's going to be. It's a minimum of two. He'll need to grab his fence area.
So to conserve the already conditional use permitted area?
Yeah, for the storage units.
Okay. I'll let you guys come up with a motion. I think Brandon's working on it. And then you'll get me a revised order either way, Cody. That'll have that spelled out.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll just go ahead and make the motion, you guys,
and just know that our intent is to carve out the section required.
Let me make my motion.
I was just making a statement prior.
Golly.
I apologize.
Maybe that's what the motion clearly states.
Let's hear it.
Too much pressure. Move to approve order number 06-16-2026-01,
contingent upon a satisfactory replat to set aside required 2+ acres for existing structures.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Does that
nicely done?
Does that cover everything?
Yes.
I feel good with that. Okay. So it is motion and seconded. If there's no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. All right. That's it. So we'll move on to our next one. Mr. Brueggemann, thank you for your time. Appreciate you coming down. And we'll move on to our next rezone.
Okay. So RF Real Estate Investment LLC, representative is Benjamin Creedon. The project, whereas on July 13, 2026, Taney County Planning Commission does not recommend approving the amendment to the zoning maps I-16 and J-16, Branson Township, to rezone one parcel from A-1 Single Family Residential District to C-2 Commercial District, requested by RF Real Estate Investments, LLC, parcel number 17-3.0-06-002-007-002.000. This property is located at 1675 Fall Creek Road, Branson, Missouri. I'm going to help you out on trying to explain why they turned it down and what they recommended instead. Okay, so we have Country Music Boulevard, Highway 76, Fall Creek. So you have the Branson Park right here. This is a little parcel that is right off the main as you come into it, come off on Fall Creek. So you can see here's the intersection, here's the parking for the park, and here is the parcel in question.
So we're right there at the beginning of county jurisdiction then?
You are.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, it's, you'll see in the zoning, it's pretty much surrounded.
So. Okay.
The road is actually all city maintained all the way to the low water bridge down there at the bottom, down by Cooper sewer plant. There's a little closer view of the parcel. Gives you an idea it's an island. So submitted by the applicant. Looks like 9 units if they can make that work with setbacks and everything. All right. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, Commissioner Plummer.
Okay. Well, at this time, I would ask if the applicant would please step forward and provide us with your proposal, sir.
Hello, my name is Ben Creedon. I am representing the RF Investments Group. We originally suggested that we would like to go to C2 after hearing concerns from the planning and zoning, just the broad aspect of everything that can be done with C2. They suggested to try to compromise and go with C1 because that's sufficient for self-storage. So I would like to suggest that we just compromise at C1 and not try to move forward with C2.
Okay. In the C1, the storage units are permitted with
they
the
They are. So their concern was maybe nightly rentals down the road, getting the use and not being able to nail down the actual project.
Sure.
So in granting just use, they recommended C1, and here I am in the C1 section of our regs. If you go down to the second page in the chart, you will see self-storage is permitted by right.
By right
in C1. That kind of really limits them. If they wanted to come back and say it gets sold before anything gets built, they would have to come back to